2. Listen again and decide if the sentences are true or false. Correct the false sentences.
Good morning and welcome to this week's Career Hour. As you know, the job market can be a tough place, but more and more people are finding alternative ways of working. In the studio today, to share his experience, we've got Joel Sanders, a self-employed artist. Joel, welcome to the show.
Hello.
So, Joel, you've been working for yourself for 6 months now, is that right?
Yes. A friend and I set up our own business together. We both studied art and digital illustration.
Tell us a bit about what you do.
Well, we create illustrations and sketches using pencil. Our pictures are usually of famous people or well-known influential figures. We sketch and draw interesting caricatures, cartoon-like versions of people.
Can you share how you got started?
Well, we've been developing our own style of drawing since we started university. We wanted artwork that would stand out. We first put together a portfolio of our work and created a website to showcase it. From there, we went to lots of art trade shows and exhibitions, where we got the chance to show our work to different companies and businesses.
How have you been able to make this into a full-time job?
Well, gradually, interest started to build and we made connections. One company would buy our artwork for their magazine cover or advertising campaign and recommend us to another company, who would then pay us to provide them with our sketches. It went from there, really. Now we've been providing artwork for different websites, magazines and advertising agencies for the last few months. Recently, we've also been working on a project to design artwork for a local band's website and album cover.
What are your top tips for working for yourself?
Well, you must be dedicated and love what you do. Be prepared to work hard. Advertising yourself or your work is really important. If you're doing something creative, like us, then create a website or blog where companies can view your work and contact you.
Joel, thanks a lot for talking with us today. Next week...